Now I will describe the furniture in the center, then move around the room in a clockwise direction. In the living room area at the center of Adiaga's apartment, a well-used orange-brown couch is tastefully decorated with 5 large blue throw pillows, along with a carefully placed lap blanket over one corner of the back. A small white pillow with tassels rests on a coral-colored barrel chair to the right. A small 3-shelf unit against the left side of the couch holds a table lamp and some coasters. On the floor in front of the couch, a coffee table with 2 scented candles is set in the middle of a blue and red Middle Eastern-style area rug. About 8 feet in front of that, toward us, the tall seat of a 3-legged African stool is wrapped with twisted strands of fabric in bright saturated colors. Perpendicular to the apartment door and against the invisible wall that faces the audience at left, another small blanket is neatly draped over a bench upholstered in a velvety dark green fabric. Beneath it, a square basket holds several sets of slippers, while a pair of UGG-style slippers sits on the floor beside the bench. A coat rack to the right of the apartment door is draped with 1 extremely large army green winter coat. To the right of that, a small desk is set with a laptop, a green glass vase of flowers, a lamp, and a silver-framed photo of Adiaga's father, disciple. Hanging from the metal bands on the left wall to the right of the desk, an arrangement of large, framed family photos shows faces that will be familiar to those of you who have seen the first 2 Ufot cycle plays, Sojourners and The Grove. The images include a young Adiaga, her mother, Abasyama, her father, Disciple, her sister, Toyima, and her brother, Akong. Beyond that, in the far corner of the space, is the small U-shaped kitchen. A counter-height table with 3 stools faces the small bank of audience seating at left. Behind that, against the left wall in the corner, is a counter with a tea kettle and a working sink. Taking a turn onto the right wall, a bowl of fruit, a toaster, and a wooden utensils container sit on another counter beside the stove. Beyond the stove, continuing to the right, a tall white fridge with boxes of cereal, a container of honey, and other dry goods rest on top. The front is decorated with shopping lists, photos, and magnets with various sayings on them. A dry erase calendar or 2 is attached to the right side. In front of the fridge, a small rectangular kitchen unit on wheels holds 2 cookbooks, 2 stacks of bowls, 1 larger bowl, a woven tray, and a long-necked lighter for candles. Between the fridge and the hallway door, a couple of paintings on the floor lean against more vertical metal strands. These paintings show a warm portrait of Adiaga's face, surrounded by exotic red flowers. Just to the right of the hallway door, onto the front invisible wall that faces the larger area of seating, a small bookshelf holds books, plants, and a framed photo or 2.